The US Report. Thanks to Peters of Kensington. Grand reopening sale on now. Online and in store at Birkenhead Home Store, Barangaroo and Kensington. Open 7 days.
Things not getting any better in the United States. Harley Carnes, Donald Trump stormed out of a meeting with Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer. Doesn't surprise me.
No, it doesn't. There's a lack of statesmanship happening, I think, on both sides in those meetings. No big surprise there because of the things that they say in public. They sort of, I guess, have to hold that position. The president, in his Oval Office speech, talked about the need for a controlled flow of immigration, said it matters to the nation's safety and success, and the southern border needs security. The Democrats say he's making the whole thing up. There's no real problem at the border. America's boundaries should be open, they say, because immigrants, even those who break the rules, are good for the nation. There's a lot of disagreement about, on either side of the issue, that's for sure. Democrats accuse the president of appealing to fear, not facts, manufacturing a border crisis, they say, for political gain. Thing is that they have, I think, a little more support for that argument on Capitol Hill than the president does. The public may want the bill, may want the wall, or at least better security, but they also want the government to be in operation. They don't want this 17% partial shutdown to continue much longer. And the real question there is, can the president hold Republicans together so that he can get his way, or are they going to capitulate? Are they going to give in on it, cave? And if they do, then there won't be a wall.
Yeah, his Twitter message was pretty blunt. He said, just left a meeting with Chuck and Nancy, waste of time. I asked what's going to happen in 30 days if I quickly open things up. Are you going to approve a border security, which includes a wall or a steel barrier? Nancy said no. I said bye-bye, nothing else works.
Well, yeah, and I think what will happen is they'll ultimately win this battle. He'll have to give in on the partial shutdown. They'll get the government operating again, and then he'll try to use emergency authority to start building the wall. And then there will be all kinds of court cases and that sort of thing. He may have the right to do it, but it's going to be very politically sensitive to try it.
Speaking of court, Amazon CEO Jeff Bezos is going to get a divorce. That'll end up in court. That's going to cost him a bob or two.
Well, we don't know what it's going to cost, but this is one of the most amicable divorces so far that we've seen in a long time. He and his wife released a joint statement that said, after a long period of loving exploration and trial separation, we've decided to divorce and continue our shared lives as friends. They say they're going to continue to do business together. Now, he's got $140 billion. They live in Washington State, which is a community property state, which means unless there's a prenup, she gets half of it.
Wow.
A lot of money.
It's certainly a lot of money. And I guess when you got that much money, he doesn't care. Thank you, Harley. I'll talk to you tomorrow.
Righty. Bye-bye.
Harley Carnes there in the United States.